Well, I have to say that I don't have the full FY13. Do others actually have their full FY13 stuff? Because I have up to August 31st. That's all I got.
I have, and I actually just forwarded to this list a sort of preliminary through through September 30th.
Okay, well, I think our poll, we're happy to hear whatever you have, even if it's only for August.
Oh, boy.
I think everyone is interested in financial information from BAI, so I think you should just go with whatever you have.
Okay. All right, let me give me a second here to get out of this part and go to that part and say, where do I have this? Okay. It's there. No. Okay. Give me a second here. I didn't know we were doing this, so I'm going to do this as rapidly as I can get it. And Explorer crashes again. Thank you, Bill Gates. All right.
Somebody could play the break music here for a little bit.
All right, let's see.
Well, if you did that, we would have to break dance then.
Well, you can do it. I don't care. We don't have to watch.
Okay.
The advantage of radio or television.
Yeah. Use your imagination.
Could I just say I did it and live?
Sure. We'll give you credit, Richard.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, just take out a piece of cardboard, you know.
19th. 1, 2, and 3. Okay, it's doing these off PDFs because they're faster to get my hands on. And, but they don't scale well. Oh, man. All right. Let me go in here and try to bring that in. I'm sorry, folks. I had not known we were up for this tonight. I will do my best to... Here we go. Actual spreadsheets. Faster, and I can scale them. Basically, going over through August 31st, the I know offhand, because we've discussed this a tiny bit in the local finance committee, the really serious thing that we have is the... is the line about how are you doing, the excess income, excess expenses. It's the first thing I'm going to. And through August 31st, it looks like BAI is basically 600 grand in the red. I'll note that everybody's quite in the red at that point in time. And this is kind of disturbing. The listener support for BAI came in at, as of the 31st, at 2.3 million. And the total expense, let me get down here somewhere. Total expense is 3,050,000. This is the big number. This is the big number, and it's kind of disturbing. And I think the income side of it, if this is correct, is going to be about where it is on this particular spreadsheet. However, total expenses will probably be a little bit higher than 3 million. So 600. The real number is 607, 699, you know, which the the few thousand extra can happen one way or another in an afternoon. So call it 600. With 600, it could be even 650 for the year. I don't know. I only have for the August 31st. And this is disturbing, and it's kind of problematic given things that are being considered right now. So basically, the bottom line here is BAI has yet to completely turn its corner. Now, of course, a big part of this is the salaries that are very different. Because we were also paying our 120 Wall Street arrears rent, and that's done now. That is finally at long last done. And we also have a payroll that is very, very much smaller than it used to be. So while we are looking at some, you know, kind of hair-raising numbers for BAI for the first 11 months of FY13, those don't reflect the stuff going forward with WBAI, which is, no more paying of Silverstein. They're done with. I've uploaded that file to the committee at one point there, so people can look at that, I suppose. And we also have a much reduced salary. It's like 17, 18 every pay period, as opposed to just short of 50 every pay period. So those two things are not reflected in the 11 months of FY13 because the staff cuts only happened in August, and so we're looking at a payroll that the old payroll. So BAI has this unfortunate 600 grand deficit, but it's the way things had been, not the way the things are now. Right now, our big thing is the severance pay, which is about $235,000, I'm told. Although I'm seeing numbers moving on that, but around $235,000 seems to be realistic. And so, what we have is we have something looking better going forward, but not being reflected in the previous numbers. Do you want me to talk about what we're in right now too, or just about that first 11 months for FY13?
No, I think it's really important to talk about kind of where we are now, because okay. If conditions are different, then that's going to impact going forward.
Okay. Let me get to that thing. Okay, and then we have, where is it? Okay. Let me get to the thing I just uploaded to everybody here today. And here that comes. All right. As noted, we have paid off a lot of things. There's an Excel spreadsheet I've loaded up to the committee's website less than an hour ago, I think. And it shows where we are now, which is really as of today. And we're still having to pay Empire. We only paid about half of Empire by November 22nd. And I think we've paid that other half. I'm not sure yet. Again, you'll look, and of course it's December 10th now, and I don't know that we have paid. I'm pretty sure we have not, but I don't know for certain about our payment of the Empire State Building rent for December. Cash in bank as of today is $12,768. And management is projecting a net cash from the current drive that started yesterday of $184,000. This is based on our $18,200 a day and all of that. And I have to tell you, I don't have an official figure for how the thon is going for the first day. However, someone who I think is going to be pretty reliable on these things has posted that we only did 13, a tally of 13 for the first day of the current thon, and that's not encouraging. I have to also say, for the October thon, our fall thon, we sort of had to rely very heavily on a certain type of premium. I'll put it like that. And it's a certain type of premium that not everybody thinks is the best thing for us. And I was really, really hoping that, you know, we had to do that. And, okay, I can see we had to do that. And I was hoping we would be away from that right now. I am not sure we're really away from doing that again. This does not help in terms of building audience, as far as I can say. But maybe that's getting beyond the financial stuff. Anyway, we've got various projections, and you know they're looking sort of good, but you know management also has these other things that are in there. Management is suggesting that we're going to come out with a net of 41,000 in probably the first quarter of FY14. You know, I have to say that's kind of very optimistic looking to me. I'd like that to happen, but it's looking optimistic to me. So I guess what I'm saying here is we're struggling to keep up with our various bills, and I am told that the landlord for 388 Atlantic Avenue, where the offices are, is saying, you know, she's not going to really press us for the rent on time at this point in time. She wants us to survive, so that's helpful, but that's, you know, like $5,300 that, you know, is helpful, but, you know, we still have the gigantic Empire State Building around $50,000 per month that we have to deal with. So, right now, not having looked at, you know, prepared the FY13 stuff much, I'd have to say, going forward, we're not in great looking shape, and I am very concerned for the state of BAI at this moment. And I am hoping that this thon will pick up, because the last thon was a total disaster the first day. This one is better than the last one, but it's missing by about $5,000 or so, almost $6,000 on our first day. And I don't know what today, Tuesday, did on it. If we've picked up, that's fine. But you know, it's kind of very dicey here. BAI is going to skim along the edges of the really big problems for a little while. We do have an interim program director. I am hoping this person will make things a bit different so that the radio station will attract listeners. And we have to hope that that happens, because as I've said before, the big problem with BAI is it's been a radio station without a real program director for about 14 years, coming up to 15 years. And, you know, that is an obvious problem, and that's the problem we've got. I guess that's sort of my rambling report.
Question?
We'll take a stat. I hear Tony. Hello.
Tony?
Okay, Tony, you're up.
Yeah,
I have a question to Richard.
Just one other item. I don't know how you classify. I know that our station, WPFW, transferred some funds. I understand about $30,000 outstanding. I don't know how you have that listed. Has that been paid, or how is that projected to be paid back?
The total there. Let me get to this, which is over here. The total there, I think, was $115 altogether, and I believe $85 of that got paid. I should also, and there is an outstanding, bill back for PFW was $31, and the general manager believes that we'll be able to pay that back probably by the start of next week.
How much is that you're going to pay back again? I'm confused. How much is that?
$31.
Okay.
Which would pay back the whole thing because there had been a PFW would help BAI with $115,000, and BAI had previously paid back about $85 of that, and leaving about $31 left, and the $31 general manager is projecting should be paid back. He has $12.15, but I figure that'll be $12.16 because the bank isn't going to move the money on Sunday. I will also note that the general manager has pointed out that BAI has sent over $100,000 to the national office for, I believe it's a number of bill backs. And so, we're paying back some of the bill backs that we're dealing with here. And, that's sort of what we're dealing with is we're getting that sort of thing. I don't know if we're really too current lately for FY14, but anyway, we're sending substantial amounts into the national office on this.
One other quick question. So yeah, with the salary cutback, what's your total monthly expenses now?
Total monthly. He's got it broken down. Okay, he's got it broken down to some of us. It's about 34. It's about 34 for the salaries themselves. The health benefits are about 19. What's happening there is Pacifica Management negotiated with the union, SAG-AFTRA, and what's happening there is that people are waiting for their severance, and while they're waiting for their severance, their health benefits that they had when they were employed are being continued. So right now, we're doing 19 a month on health benefits. And when the severance finally gets paid, that will come very significantly down because we've got we've got very few employees left. So figure that's about 54 right there. I don't have the taxes in front of me, but, that's not going to be the big thing. So figure altogether for the month, health benefits and payroll looks to be on the order of about $54,000. Whereas before, it had been well over $100,000.
So with the is that the total expenses counting everything, your salary expense? So
No. That's payroll.
I want to tell you, how much is the total expenses for the operation of the station monthly basis?
Okay, let me see what he has right here.
Roughly.
Let's see, 54, that's 104. Let's see, I have that number in. I think I have that exact number in here somewhere. It's going to take me some moments. I can give you roughly. It's like 150, I think. No, it's more than that. It's more than 150, but I would have to put my finger on the exact number here. And
less than 160?
150 is roughly what we're looking at. And I do have a better number for that. And what I can do is, when I can sift through the several spreadsheets I've got up here, none of which is that one, I can probably give you the exact number he's given us, the general manager's given us. Because he gave us something on that recently, but I don't have that spreadsheet up. And I'd have to go hunting for it, and my estimate is 150, but I will get back to you on that, okay?
Barbara, with a question.
Yes,
Richard, I had a question, too.
Okay, I was kind of letting our Paul navigate through this, but that time we'll go Barbara.
And Richard asked first.
For the staff. Barbara?
Okay, my question is, and none of this includes the severance pay, is that correct? That's still a kind of outside debt.
Yes, that is correct. The severance of about $235 is still up there, and I know that the WBAI general manager has been wishing that we could maybe get some help from the other stations, like one day of fundraising or something. His idea is, if we could get $120,000 from the rest of Pacifica helping on a one-day fundraiser, and then we could get what he estimates will be about $110,000 from the CPB money, that we would then be able to pay off the severance. And at that point, we would also right away lower the health benefits bill on a monthly basis.
Okay, I think Richard was next.
The current drive is a short one, right? Ten days?
Yes.
10 days. When does the spring one start?
Well, we'll have Martin Luther King Day in January. It's 2 days on that. The spring one, we haven't been told yet, but figure very close to February 1st. What you mean the winter one? Spring is in May. The winter one should start.
Winter. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it should start very close to February 1st. Let me look at a calendar very rapidly. February 1st is Saturday, so figure about February 3rd. I am guessing it would probably start. I mean, that's unofficial. That's my estimate from seeing them done for years.
Okay, and what y'all are looking at to maybe come up with the severance is something from CPB and a national fundraising day.
Right. That's what the general manager is wishing we could have happen, so we could get the severance out of the way.
Tracy, do you know anything about CPB money? Is it still out there?
What occurred is that we're passing all of the compliance checks that they're making, and they are making a whole bunch of them because, you know, once a bureaucratic process like this opens, there's a lot to close in it, but that so far we are getting pretty much 100% checks. The AFRs, you know, pass muster, the reports that we file. And according to them, we're doing good on open meeting requirements. And I believe the idea was that they were going to monitor us for the fourth quarter of 2013, which will be coming to an end. And as long as the monitoring continues in a positive way, everything should be forthcoming, which at this point would be two CPB distributions, not just one. So I think that's kind of where it is. if aware of, you know, something besides what I'm saying, please let me know, but that's what I've heard.
Any time estimate?
I'm sorry? Well, the fourth quarter is over in a couple of weeks. My guess is that that would probably be the trigger if we were being sort of, you know, compliance monitored for the quarter. That's when that period of time would be over.
Tracy, you're saying fourth quarter, you mean of the calendar year, though, right? That's what you're talking about?
Yes, yes.
Not our fiscal fourth quarter.
Yeah, yeah. They would operate according to their calendar, not
our. Arpo?
Yes, go ahead.
Yep.
I would like to applaud y'all's effort to get out there and scurry around and do what you need to do to get this done, and I just pray and hope and everything that you'll get it done. I think you're going to, but, you know, that's only just hope and prayer. But I appreciate y'all's effort, and I think y'all are doing yeoman work.
Okay, well, thank you, and I certainly hope this all works out.
Okay. We all do. All right, so that will bring us to Michael Novick and KPFK.
Yeah, so am I audible?
Yep.
Okay, I sent to the list a copy of the the end of the fiscal year statement that says something like forward KPFK financial September, something like that. So briefly, was that? Yeah,
just
I just heard that this evening. I only got it today, and I sent it after this call started. So briefly, looking at, there are a couple of tabs you might want to look at if you have it. One is the actual versus budget report, and listener support was a little higher than the budget, and total income was about $240,000 higher than the budget, but expenses are also higher than the budget. Salaries and related expenses were about $250,000 over budget, and development expenses were about $250,000 over budget. The salaries is because the NFC approved budget mandated essentially for two cuts, two positions less. And those were never carried out. Plus, there was also a negotiated increase in the salaries and benefits. And development expenses was over budget, particularly because of the October and December drives, which had an extremely expensive premium that the net realized for the station was, you know, way less than what we expect in terms of the ratio. The upshot of that is that for the year, there was, $100,000 loss. But if you look at let's see what the tab is called. This financial highlights, I think. That's the one. Balance sheet, here it is. The balance sheet tab shows $140,000 net loss for the fiscal year or period. However, $57,000 of that, as indicated, is depreciation, which is a non-cash expense, showing a net income loss after depreciation of $82,000, a loss of $82,000. And then, however, there's 128,000 of income purchases in a year, which I think was primarily a second Nautel transmitter, bring us up to full power with our transmitter and get out from under a kind of permission from the FCC to broadcast a reduced power. So we're back up to full power. That was about 128,000. So the yearly total of, if you sort of take the equipment cost out of the loss, it essentially it's 46,000 to the good. The two troubling aspects, or three troubling aspects, I guess, are that the going forward, we still have not reduced salaries in the range that we were looking for. There's been one position cut, and I believe there's going to be a second. I'm not sure after that. But the management budget did provide for cutting two positions, one of which has already been eliminated, which is the management position for development. And the general manager said that he's going to be moving on additional reductions, but I'm not sure exactly when. There has been a major improvement in the development expenses, but this last fund drive, which was pretty successful again, but still has a substantial portion of that was still kind of high-end premiums that had a fairly high cost, not as high as that overwhelmingly terrible one, which was, I think, more than 55% of the premium went to the provider, but these are in the, let's say, 20, 25% range, which is still higher than we want. I think that might be the same ones that our Paul is talking about for New York. So say we have reduced one position, I think that, you know, will be additional reductions. The other thing that was a little disturbing was that the car donations came in under budget, and the budget for the year going forward anticipates an increase in that. I think that's still something to do with the process that's going on, deciding who's going to be the agency that handles those for us, and some attempt to get a couple of them to bid against each other or offer better deals. The people currently doing it did just conduct a free service, a seminar on social media, because they are planning a major social media campaign to promote card donations for us. At no cost to us. And the social media training was, I think, beneficial to, you know, the staff and the programmers as to ways to increase interactivity and connection with listeners and use social media to, you know, for promotional purposes, as well as hopefully, you know, increasing donations. Those are some of the main points that I see coming out of it. I don't know if people want to look at the documents and I have further questions, but the cash on hand at the end of the year is pretty low. I think some of that reflects the fact that I don't believe we had gotten, or maybe we still haven't gotten the CPB, second CPB payment. And I think there was some discrepancy between what the national office idea of what that payment would be and what the local business management idea of what the payment would be, but in either way, it wasn't in as of the end of the fiscal year, so that did diminish the cash on hand position. We had, you know, as I say, a pretty successful fund drive in October, and they just started one today. I don't have any details yet on the first day as to whether it's going well or not. I was out most of the day and I've been online with you know, this call and stuff, so I'm able to catch what's on the air on the station. But it's a 10-day mini drive, December 10th through the 20th.
Tracy?
Yeah, sorry. Too many things going on tonight.
So I guess that's my report. We, you know, as I say, the income is substantially higher. The unfortunately, the expenses were even higher. The net upshot of that was an operating loss that's mostly canceled out by subtracting the equipment purchase, which is the stronger transmitter, and the deducting the depreciation, which is a non-cash item. So essentially, it was a small. Just in terms of operating expenses as opposed to capital expenses or depreciation, you know, a small surplus. There does need to be additional staff reduction, and we need to continue to really watch the development expenses and hopefully try to boost the car donations. The rest of it is fairly close to the budget, so to say.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any questions for Michael?
Well, I have one.
Mm-hmm.
Your comment about there was some discrepancy between what is thought locally about the CPB money coming in and what the national office is saying. What did you say anything more about that?
I think there was a smaller figure in the document that Raul sent out than the one that a business manager had down as expected. I'm not sure why. I think Raul was not still accessible or.
But you're comparing something that you that came from him some time ago, not recent.
Yes,
okay.
Not recent. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else for Michael? Okay. Well, that brings
us just saying, either way, there's some payment that was still due from the CPB that would have, you know, improved the, you know, the financial position a little more, and also the cash on hand, you know, had it come in before the end of this week. By how much, I guess, is what's at issue, but.
Right, right.
I guess it will just appear this year's finances once. I don't know how that's done exactly, if they retroactively adjust the books for the previous year because it was money that was supposed to be paid in the previous year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good. All right, so that brings us to the end of the agenda. We'll
Tracy,
have three more.
Tracy, John's in the stack here.
Aha, I'm screwing something up. Okay, John, go ahead. What am I screwing up?
Well, there are just a few issues that I want to echo some of those concerns about staff, because I don't think we've had a clear indication of what's happening there as far as the proposed reductions. The car donation program, I thought that at one point we had determined at the PNB that one company was going to be used, but according to Bernard, the company that KPFK was using proved to be more interested and satisfactory, so he was going to continue with them. And that's an issue that I think we need to at least look at, because my understanding was that we were going to have a policy on car donations, and I don't know where that fits. As far as the operations are concerned, or the signal strength, there have been complaints recently, and I myself have noticed, that we don't seem to be operating at full power. There seem to be some big gaps and very low volume in areas, and I don't know what's happening there. So it could look on paper as if we're operating at full volume, but we're not, apparently. And I don't know how that's reconciled with figures put on a piece of paper. That's, I noted that, for example, there was a $10,000 antenna that was the wrong antenna that was ordered. And Michael may recall that we were in a room that had this big antenna in there. And I don't know how those kinds of things are reconciled or accounted for. And then, as far as the fund drive is concerned, we have lost a major fundraiser, a person who brought in a lot of money, namely Gary Null, who brought in a tremendous amount of money, and we don't have him anymore, and that creates problems as far as our income stream. So those are issues that I have of concern that may not necessarily be reflected in the numbers we see, but what lies behind the numbers. And I would appreciate guidance from you, Tracy, or other members of the committee, in terms of how we can reconcile facts on the ground with numbers on a piece of paper.
Yeah, that's always challenging. Okay, well, there's a couple of...
Do you have any suggestions, Tracy, as to what we might want to do or be able to do? Or
yeah.
What's within the realm of the control?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
I just said Michael back on the spec.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you go ahead, Michael? I'll wait till you're done.
Okay, I mean, the question of how what's happening to the signal, I don't think is a financial question. It's a technical question. As far as the broadcast strength of it, we are using the two Nautels, and they do bring us back up to our licensed signal strength. There are different areas because of the geography of the region. We've got the station broadcast from Santa Barbara down to San Diego, where there are repeaters and other things, so that has an effect on what people hear in different areas. The issue actually about the signal strength is that the budget going forward did not incorporate the additional utility cost for a second transmitter, so that's going to be something that has to be adjusted in the current fiscal year budget, because just projecting out from the last year didn't take that into account, that two transmitters are going to drain a lot more electricity than one. As far as Gary Null, I wasn't naming names, but since it was raised, those are the premiums that carry a high price tag on both ends. They look like they're raising a lot of money, but the cost of the station is inordinate compared to the general ratio of premium to premium cost to premium. What it costs us versus what we ask listeners to pay is way out of line, and most of those premiums, 25% to 30%, and sometimes even higher. So I think that's kind of fool's gold. I think that is what resulted last year in what looked like very good income, but actually it's a very inflated expense on development. So I think that's actually something we have to move away from going forward.
John to the stack?
Yes, go ahead, John.
The issue that came up with Gary Null had to do with the water filter, and that was something that...
I'm not talking about the water filter, I'm talking about this last fund drive.
When you're finished, I'll be glad to begin, but you let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. So the water filter issue was raised, became a problem, and that was discontinued. Bernard discontinued that. But I have not heard that there were other problems. In fact, I've heard that Gary Null's premiums raised a lot of money for the station and were in keeping with the other premiums. And we have lost a major source of income during the fund drives because of the loss of this
one very popular person who provides things that apparently are of interest to the audience that supports the station. So I don't know, I just want to set the record straight as far as I understand it, that there was only one issue that was raised, and I don't think it would be wise to blanket that statement that we should look into station policies that would enable us to have people who are supportive of the station and look into perhaps improprieties that took place that we on our part could correct in order to bring someone back who can help us to raise funds.
Yeah. Mhm. Well, it sounds to me. Yeah, go ahead.
I just repeat in the October drive, the things that Gary Mel offered basically requested a 25% to 30% range of to the station of what the premium brought into the station, and that's excessive in my view, and the ratio that we anticipate. I'll just point out that in this last year's budget, one of the results of that is that we actually paid more in central services than the budget called for because we raised more in listener support, quote-unquote, but the upshot of that was that because it's what's, you know, the percentage of what's pledged that we reach is what determines the central services, and that's not affected by the cost of premiums to us, so that's why I say I think it's kind of fool's gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you. Okay, well, let me sort of address some of the stuff that John brought up in terms of, you know, policy in the NFC and where we kind of go from here. I mean, the reason that we do these reviews is kind of to surface issues with the idea that rather than coming to the committee with our list of issues, we try to let the numbers show us what the issues are and then sort of follow what comes out of these reports. So I guess what I would say, John, is for the issues that you're bringing up, I think they do introduce some questions of policy. And we do have the ability as a committee to create policy suggestions and bring them to the national board. And, you know, in general, I think when things surface in this way to go, hey, 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 this is a big problem, the best way to handle it in a committee is to look at a policy recommendation that addresses it. And then the big challenge is because policy is national, not local, is how do you take the issue that's surfacing at your particular station and address it on a policy level that's nationally consistent and doesn't create problems at the other stations. So I think that's sort of what the challenge is. And I'd like to see us in the next month. We don't have that many meetings left. But if we can come up with decent policy recommendations around some of this stuff, we should. And we can do it a lot more quickly on a committee than the PNB is ever going to be able to do it. And if we can bring them good crafted suggestions, I think there's a good chance I'll pass them. So does that answer it a bit?
Yes, I think so, Tracy.
Okay. And if you... Yeah, and if you have some policy recommendations to bring on the 7th, that's absolutely fine and good. And we'll put them on the agenda.
Well, I would like to take another at the car donation policy and decide whether the recommendations, as I recall, being made on the PNB would be followed by every station in terms of using one company so that we would maximize the amount of return. And that is a policy issue that could be raised at this point or could come up at a future point. Your call on that.
Okay. I'm going to say since it's 7:30,
And obviously with budgets, we go as long as we have to, but this is not a budget. That I think that's a policy that might make sense, and I know it's got some national support. And there's probably pros and cons that we should discuss, but I think you should bring it as a policy recommendation on the 7th. And we can debate it, and if appropriate, pass it on.
Sorry, can I agree with you this, Zach?
Yes, Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, my understanding is that the company that KPFA has been using is proposing to bid for the national. I don't think the idea is that KPFA would continue using a different company, but that company is offering to meet or exceed any other company's offer to the network if it's for a network-wide deal. So I think that was well into discussion with Summer. I don't know where it stands as far as, you know, coming to the conclusion about that. But I don't think the idea is that KPFA would continue using a separate one just as a company that we have that
okay.
was even interested in the national package.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. And you would think that with a national package, we could get a slightly better rate, and that would be worth doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so John, Michael, let's try to remember to get an update on exactly what the situation is, maybe by checking in with Summer, I don't know. And then if there's a policy action, we'll look at it next time.
Sure.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, and same thing, John, for any of the other issues that you brought up. You know, same rule of thumb. Okay. All right, I think that brings us to the end of the agenda. So good night, everyone, and have a Merry Christmas season, and we'll meet again on the 7th of January.
Merry Christmas birthday.
That's right, Merry Christmas. Thank you. Same to everybody.
Yep, here, same.
Good night.